Sean, for people that don't know AgriImage or you, why don't we start out with telling us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into what AgriImage does.
Well, I'm Sean Pinkerton. I'm the Vice President of AgriImage. We've been doing this for about 5 years now, and our main goal is to take precision agriculture to the next level. Our products save farmers time and money, and they use our unmanned aerial systems to write prescriptions for fertilizers and pesticides that save them a great deal of money on chemicals.
One thing that jumped out at me is that you use the term unmanned aerial systems, implying something a little different than the UAVs that we hear about. Tell us a little bit about the system approach to this.
Well, the systems, it comes with the ground station, and it comes with the software needed to process NDVI imaging so that they can get the information needed to write their prescriptions.
I got you. So, tell us then more about the products themselves. And if I'm a farmer out there and I'm looking at getting maybe more accurate data, things that can help me be more precise in those prescriptions and the kinds of products that I'm going to be applying, for example, tell us about the products that they would be looking at and trying to implement in their operation.
Well, our most popular product is the Ag Scout Extreme. And one of the advantages of a quadcopter is that has the ability to hover. So you can get right on top of whatever part of the field you need to look at for general scouting or to take those NDVI images with the NIR camera.
Now, with those images that are created and I assume brought back into software, do you develop your own software to interpret and manage that information?
It comes with the software to take the NDVI image and turn it into a file that can be loaded to FarmWorks or SMS or whatever the end user is using.
That was going to be one of my next questions is, do you have integration with other types of hardware and software out there? Because we've certainly see there's quite a few, a growing number of them, it seems like, actually.
Right.
Well, like you mentioned SMS, which I believe is an Ag Leader product. Do you have a sort of like a collaboration with other companies to make sure that the information you're creating can be, let's say, imported into their systems?
Well, in SMS and FarmWorks, you have to convert a file to either a shape file or a TIFF, and then after that point, it can be loaded into it. And our NIR camera, which is the near infrared camera, it comes with that software to convert the file. And then, you just go to File and Import, and you can import the imagery straight into FarmWorks or SMS.
So you've got several different versions of this type of vehicle that a customer can pick kind of what best fits his operation then?
Yeah, and that's what we do. Each customer that comes to us, we build it to fit their specific needs. So, whether they want to do general scouting to see if the field is too wet to plant or to find those problem areas where they can immediately go out there and look, because if you're sitting on the ground sometimes you can't tell where your problem areas are in the field. And if you get up there in the air, then you can see a whole lot more about your crop.
So I'm assuming that you've got to have a camera on this thing, and it's going to have to take some high quality, high def imagery in order to be useful, I guess you would say. How do you do things like transferring that information and controlling that device while it's in flight?
Well, we have two options. We have, some farmers, they prefer to wear the goggles. And what that does is they can actually see what the UAV sees up in the air, and they control it with the controller. And we also offer options. There's a lot of people that aren't interested in actually flying the unit, and we offer a software where they can set GPS waypoints and map out their field and click go, and the unit flies the field for them and comes back and lands.
Gotcha. Yeah, that sounds pretty handy. How about things that I've heard become real considerations? How much ground can you cover, let's say, with a battery charge with one of your units?
A battery charge, you can cover hundreds and hundreds of acres.
Wow.
because, you know, you're going to be up there, you know, 380 feet or so, and our batteries last 30 minutes per charge.
Mm-hmm.
And what most of our guys do is they'll carry three or four batteries with them out to a field, and they'll fly that one battery when it runs out, and they take it out, put it on charge in their truck, and they're up in the air again. So with three or four batteries, you can fly all day long.
How about considerations for weather conditions? What are some of the things you got to really pay attention to?
Well, weather conditions, our models will fly in winds up to 30 miles an hour. If there's a storm coming up, you know, we'd probably recommend not flying then, but wind's not an issue.
Well, let's, before we close here, have you just tell me, what's the main thing you would like folks to know about AgriImage when they come away from this, listening to this conversation?
Well, the main thing that I want to know is our goal, you know, like I said, is to take precision agriculture to that next level. We want to see farmers make better decisions and ultimately make farmers more money.
Well, I think that's kind of the name of the game for any business today, and one of the key ways that you have a sustainable business. We've got to get that sustainable word in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Sean Pinkerton with AgriImage, one of the companies that is certainly out on the cutting edge here, developing new products for farming today. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.